third parak of Chala Mishnah Beis. There's a rule that a flour that is a demai, which means that truma got mixed into less than 100 times of regular flour, the whole thing becomes also for regular people to eat, and only Kohanim could eat it. Now, there's a very big chiddush that we saw before, that this mixture is potter from Chala. Yeah, it's talking about Chala Bezmanazer, which is only the Rabbanon, and therefore the Rabbanon in this situation decided to pass it from Chala. So Nidma Yisat Hachalei Gilgal L'Psura. If the flour had mixed with the truma before he made it into a dough, so at the time he's making a dough, it's already flour, it's potter from Chala, and therefore it's potter from Chala. Shemadum potter. Oh, but if it happened, Yisha Gilgal, if he already made the dough, that was ready chayevis. It's ready chayev and chalo. What gets mixed with afterwards will not be moved to chiyev. Noel l'safik tuma shelo gilgalo. The same thing. That if before he made into dough there was a safik tuma on the flour, to go to the tuma, then he should make it in the tuma, because the kohen anyway won't be able to eat it. Yisha gilgalo. That's the taira. But if he already made the dough, and at the time he made the dough was tar. And afterwards there's a suffix, then it's also simon v'tama. Why? Because since it's already in a stage which is chayv and chala, we have to treat it like chala, and therefore we're not allowed to be v'tama. Since right now it's not clear if it was coming.